Jess in with you this morning. Now, there is a fantastic new program that's been launched that's going to be rolled out with schools to encourage young kids, or I guess introduce them in a way, to the mining industry and show them what a great industry it is to be involved with and just how far you can go as a career in the mining industry. To give us all the details on the Prime program that launched this week, Minerals Council CEO Stephen Galilee joins me this morning. Steve, how are you doing?
I'm very well, Jess. Thanks for having me on your program again.
My pleasure. Now, first of all, explain to us this Prime program.
So our Prime program was launched last year at the start of 2020 in 20 schools across the Hunter region. It involves teachers and students in years 9 and 10, and it essentially uses subject matter related to the mining industry in geography, in maths, and science subjects to provide some real-world examples of the sorts of technical application in those subjects to the mining sector. And it's designed to encourage some open discussions about the mining industry, what it does, its benefits and its impacts, and also open students' eyes to the wide range of different types of jobs and career opportunities that are needed in the modern mining industry of today. And we had a successful year last year across those 20 schools, notwithstanding the impact of COVID, of course. It was probably the worst year we could have thought of to launch this program last year, but we were able to do it nonetheless with the input and commitment of lots of terrific teachers and careers advisors across the region. And we've launched the second year of the program this year. We're expecting 25 or more schools to be involved this year, with RDA Hunter, who are doing great work across the region as well. And we're looking to integrate this program into the future, into some of the existing initiatives we have in the Hunter, including our school mine tour program, which will involve around 1,200 students potentially this year as well, in visits to local mining operations. So it's designed to encourage people to consider a future in the sector, but also raise awareness about how the industry works and foster and encourage those open conversations in the classroom amongst students and with their teachers about all the different features of the industry, the good, the bad, the positive, the negative, and ensure there's a good understanding of what's possible for people in the sector, not just in the Hunter, but across the state. And of course, we're a global industry too, so there's lots of career opportunities that can take you really anywhere in the world when it comes to mining.
Mm. I think this is a great idea because I know that when I went through high school, I'm trying to remember if the mining industry was ever brought up. The only time was probably in, you know, geography when we talk about climate change and energy and all of those sorts of things. And I guess in that sense, the mining industry never was painted in the best light when I was at school. So this way, you know, I think it's fantastic because particularly for our region, of course, mining is such a big part of our lives.
Well, we're trying to ensure that, you know, the feedback we got from the first year from the teachers that were involved was that they were able to use tools such as the computer game Minecraft, mm-hmm. as well as other teaching devices to increase the awareness of their students of the things that are happening around them in this region all the time.
Yeah.
Whether it be the coal mining operations or the coal trains or the ships that they see going in and out of the port and up and down the coast from a coal perspective. But the syllabus and the program subject matter for this Prime program also involves other types of mining as well, the metals and minerals mining that we do in other parts of the state. You know, the sorts of components of metals and minerals that we need for our everyday lives in the technology that we use, students and their mobile phones and laptops and those sorts of things. We look at renewable energy and the role of mining in providing some of the inputs that are needed for renewable energy and also some of the methodology that the industry adopts in a scientific way to minimise our impacts on air and on water, on rehabilitation, those sorts of things. And yeah, we were hoping that this program would encourage these sorts of discussions in the classroom, and we wanted to make sure that, you know, students were getting a pretty fair and independent assessment of the impact of the industry and what is being done to try and minimise those impacts, as well as the benefits and the career opportunities that are there. And with the feedback we've had from the teachers involved is that it's been successful in doing that, and we're looking to more schools being involved this year.
Did you find that, do you know, through the first rollout of the program, if there was an increase in students from those schools that were involved wanting to, you know, pick up a job in the mining industry or were leaning towards a career in the mining industry when they were getting towards the back end of school?
Well, because we're starting with students in years 9 and 10, it's early days in terms of seeing what sort of choices they may make in the future. What we're trying to do over the long term is generate that interest that will encourage students to make those decisions in relation to the subjects that they choose over the next few years and potentially what they might do if they go to university or what they might do if they decide to take up a trade opportunity or a training opportunity. And the feedback we have had from the teachers involved in the first year of the program is that they have been pleasantly surprised at the awareness that it has raised amongst their students about all the different types of jobs that are needed to keep the mining industry going, to keep a modern mining operation going, whether it be the environmental engineering, the civil engineering, the mining engineering and other qualifications, all the way through to mining operators, to the truck drivers, to the mechanics, to the engineers, to the environmentalists that are involved in rehabilitation and those sorts of things too. That has been a real eye-opener for many students who probably just thought that, you know, you work in a mine, you basically got a pick and a shovel and you're digging dirt all day. So now the modern mining industry is a lot more than that. Like all other industries, it's an innovative industry and it provides those opportunities and the sorts of skills that are applicable to other sectors as well. You can work in civil engineering and easily transfer a lot of those skills into a mining context and vice versa, for example. You can work as a mechanic, you can work as any sort of electrical or mining support job that is easily transferable into other industries as well. And all industries have got these sorts of skill shortages in those areas, and we're hoping that we can contribute to addressing that problem generally as well.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, Steve, it's a fantastic program. Thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning to give us all the details.
No worries, Jess, and we do have some spare capacity in the program going forward, so if there are any teachers or careers advisors that are listening to your program this morning and they're interested in finding out more, they should just get in contact with the New South Wales Minerals Council through our website and we'd be very happy to provide more information.
Fantastic stuff, and we'll pop those details up on our website as well. Steve, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks very much, Jess.